This is KCUR 89.3, NPR in Kansas City. This year marks the 40th anniversary of the Kansas City Repertory Theater's A Christmas Carol. But the 2020 version of the Charles Dickens classic, like most things during the COVID-19 era, will be a little different. Instead of a cast of about 50 Kansas City actors, there are four. And it's a virtual performance instead of a stage show, a fireside storytelling that audiences can watch on a screen. KCUR's Laura Spencer tells us more.
Stuart Carden moved to Kansas City from Chicago last year, and he was just a few months into his new role as artistic director at KCUREP when performances got underway of A Christmas Carol.
And experiencing for the first time what this story and tradition means to our community was really powerful.
So when the coronavirus pandemic hit, he knew he needed to keep the tradition going. The question was how.
It became clear that we were not going to, because of the impact of COVID and the rising cases, we were not going to be able to do any type of in-person.
The Rep decided on a virtual production instead, with readings from the 1843 novella by Charles Dickens. They filmed over 2 days, one actor at a time, with lots of COVID safety precautions at the Vail Mansion, a Victorian home and museum in Independence. Carden says it's like you're invited into a festive holiday party.
Once upon a time, of all the good days in the year, upon a Christmas Eve.
Some things will be familiar, like veteran Kansas City actors Walter Coppedge, Gary Neal Johnson, Vanessa Severo, and Bri Woods. Each actor performs a chapter, or as Dickens called them, staves.
I am in the presence of the ghost of Christmas yet to come.
For the past 20 years, Gary Neal Johnson has played Ebenezer Scrooge, the miserly businessman, who's transformed from a penny pincher to a philanthropist with the help of three spirits. He says the role is so ingrained that it was challenging to act to a camera.
Film acting in television is quite different than stage acting, where it has to be bigger because you have 30 rows to reach. And they need to be able to hear it.
For Johnson, it's his first acting job all year, and he feels lucky to be digging into characters and doing the work. But with venues closed and seasons canceled, for many actors, designers, costumers, and musicians, that's just not possible.
I mean, that's the best diet soda.
It is.
Someone's going to be like jackpot.
At the Unicorn Theater, actor Will Fritz drops off bags of donations from recent food drives. Large metal shelves are lined with rice, pasta, and lots of canned goods.
Beans, all different kinds of beans, pork and beans, black beans, garbanzo beans.
Jake Walker is executive director of the Theater Community Fund KC, which launched a few months ago to help out area artists.
While the need is great right now because of COVID, artists always need this.
Walker makes his living as an actor, and last year he played Bob Cratchit in KCUREP's A Christmas Carol. About 50 Kansas City actors each year earn a steady paycheck from around Halloween to just after Christmas.
That is generally across the country in regional theater, the gig. That's the gig you want.
It's a profession that relies on moving from project to project to project. Risky. Even before COVID.
So we're hoping that the urgency of 2020 will help us be prepared for, you know, a long-term service for the community.
Three theater families so far rely on the food bank, and others are tapping it as needed. Walker says even though it's not how he envisioned this holiday season, he's making the best of it.
It's a dark and hard time for artists and arts organizations.
KCUREP's Stuart Carden says even though, like many others in the community, they've lost a lot, they're still finding hope and inspiration in telling this story.
In a year of loss and a year of change and a year of reevaluating our priorities, this story it's always timeless and universal, and right now it feels wonderfully, powerfully specific.
For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Spencer.
KCUREP's A Christmas Carol will be available to stream online starting November 23rd at kcurep.org, and you'll find Theater Community Fund KC on Facebook and Instagram.